All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up today in still finishing up Os Chaf Aleph. So Os Chaf Aleph was really an incredibly amazing, let's see where I put everything here, an incredibly amazing Sif, in that the Reb Tzadik was talking to us about the impact of our actions on the Ribono Shel Olam Kiviyachol, really phrasing it in this way of Is Arusa Diltasa Ba'avodas Hashem Ma'orer L'malo Dugmoso. Literally, again, an awakening here, an awakening from below, an awakening on the earth, somehow is Ma'orer, creates an awakening in the celestial sphere as well. So we spoke last, so in our last shiur, we were focused on the episode the Gemara spoke about this Rabbi Bar Shila Le'Elio and tried to figure out what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning. Good, Rabbi Meir, we saw that whole episode. To give you some other examples of this, this incredible relationship. See, I say this, just you should understand, one of the, when the Baal Shem Tov started Chassidus, so one of the major objections to Chassidus was the notion that Chassidus places an emphasis on the idea of Ein melech below am. There is no king without a nation. So kiviyachol, that just like we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam needs us. Now, of course, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us, that's understood in a very important way, which means not that God needs me for his survival. The Ribono Shel Olam's existence is not dependent on anything. But there's a certain element of the Ribono Shel Olam's identity that is actualized through me, through us, through Am Yisrael, so that there is like an I don't want to use the word codependency because that's theologically false. But the idea is that there is this interconnectedness. That's what Reb Tzadik is saying over here. So just like anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does obviously influences me, everything that Ribono Shel Olam does has an impact upon us, but understand the power of our actions as well. That's what Reb Tzadik is trying to highlight. That when I do something, there's an Is'arusa Dilatasa, there's an awakening from below, there's inspiration, there's movement, there's spiritual growth, that has an impact upon the Ribono Shel Olam as well. My movement, kiviyachol, moves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you take a look in the Makoros Vitzionim, if you take a look in Reish Tesvav, he says something so amazing over here. See, he writes, Re'i Bezar, quotes the Zohar over here. This is an incredible piece. Reish Tesvav on the bottom. Kivon dichsiv, laleches artso kina'an, miyad vayomer Hashem al Avram, lech lecho. Va'ad de'ihu lo is'ar bekad mosei, Lok siv lech lecha. So the Zohar makes an amazing thing. Rabbi said this in general is actually quite fascinating, which is if you look at the end of Parshas Noach, at the end of Parshas Noach, the Torah Kedosha says that Avraham Avinu set out with Terach to go to Canaan. Then Parshas Lech Lecha is the tzivui vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha. So of course the Mefarshim grapple with, I don't understand. Avram Hashem al Avram lech lecha seems to be the original command to go to Canaan, but yet it says that Avram left for Canaan earlier. So the way most of the Mefarshim understand it is very simply in Muktam Mu'uchar BaTorah, that in fact there's no chronological sequence. So in fact, again, the end of Parshas Noach actually comes after the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. Hashem told Avram to go. Parshas Noach is telling us what happened after Avram got the tzivui, but the Zohar says no, that's actually not true. Avraham Avinu had already set out to go to Canaan. He had already set out. He left Or Kasdim in search of a better life. Remember, again, amazingly enough, Terach was coming with him. His father was coming with him. As Rabbi Soloveitchik has there's a volume titled Abraham's Journey, which is Rabbi Soloveitchik's insight on Avraham Avinu, which is incredible. The Rav actually has an entire piece here where he discusses this idea that at the end of Terach's life, he had actually found a way to reconcile with Avram, with his son, and that they had started out together on this journey towards Canaan. And then for HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons, Terach couldn't continue that journey with Avram. Avram had to leave Avram had to leave Terach behind and continue on his own. In any event, so the Zohar writes over here that when does Lech Lecha come? When does Lech Lecha come? Only after the Pasuk Laleches Artzakinan. So the Zohar understands, amazingly enough, that the chronological sequence is in fact exact. That the chronology here is correct. Avram first set out. Avram set out to find something greater. Avram set out to find something bigger. Avram set out because he realized that there must be life beyond or past him, because life here is so one-dimensional and life here is so limited. So he sets out to go to Canaan. Now again, it could be that he didn't know he was going to Canaan. It could be that Avram Avinu, the Torah tells us he was going to Canaan, but it could very well be that Avram Avinu just set out in the search of something greater. Oh, you set out in the search of something greater? For Yomer Shemal Avram, Lech Lecha. It will say, isn't that incredible? Isn't that absolutely incredible? So it's only once the Ribono Shel Olam saw that Avram began the journey, this Arusa Dilatasa, the inspiration, the self-inspiration, the inspiration from below, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram was taking that first step, then the Ribono Shel Olam tells him, Lech Lecha. By the way, if you think about it, it's the same exact dynamic by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sneh? Right? That Moshe Rabbeinu vayar kisar liros. Moshe Rabbeinu goes ahead and turns around. He turns around in order to be able to see. In order to be able to see. Only once that happened, only once that occurred, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu begin to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu in the Sneh. Isn't that absolutely incredible? That's what the Zohar is pointing at. Now, the Zohar doesn't... could be the Zohar quotes that over here also. The Zohar that it's quoting over here is Dafka by Avram Avinu. Look how he ends. I'm in Resh Tes Vav, three lines in. Tachazi. So, I'm sorry. Va'ad di'ihu lo is'ar bikadmi lo ksiv lech lecha. I'm just not worried. It's not charged. I didn't forget. It says, I'm just letting it charge. So the Gemara says as follows. So As long as adi ihu lo isar bekadmase lo ksiv lech lecha. But see, hear this? It was only after Avram Avinu decides to move himself forward, adi ihu lo isar, until he, literally isar means to awaken and to inspire, bekadmase, with his forward movement, lo ksiv lech lecha. It is only once Avram Avinu makes a decision, la lech es arza kinan, then Lech lecha me'artzcha me'larcha me'sadicha la'artza she'areka. Ta'chazi, milad dila'ila, lo isar ad de'isar le'latasa bekadmase. So the Zohar writes, he says, come and see that milad dila'ila, words from above, are not awakened until something is awakened, right, below. So I say, isn't that absolutely incredible? That sometimes, the Ribono Shel Olam requires us to act first before the Ribono Shel Olam goes ahead and acts in kind. Amad Tisha Adila, Kevan de Isar Barnash is Arusa Bekadmase, Kedin Isar is Arusa de la Ela. Only once, and he goes ahead and he, in the brackets, say he translates the Zohar into Hebrew, Kevan Shnemar Laleches Arza Kinan. Once Avram Avinu made a decision to go to Canaan, then miyad vayomer shemal Avram lech lecha vachu lo hisar mitchila lo nemar lech lecha bo urei davar milamala enam isora achis or lamata mikodem lachin, that the divine word from above is not awakened until ultimately again man awakens it here. Ama yishu shlemal. So we'll say, he goes on, he explains. We'll say, but an incredible another example of Reb Tzadik's idea. This Arusa Dilatasa, also, this is incredible. Because sometimes what it's saying is, by the way, just so you should understand, this is not simply a concept in Chassidus. We already had this much earlier. We'll say, this is the concept of Bederech She'adam Rotze Leilech Molichin Oso. In life, you must demonstrate to the Ribono Shel Olam what path you want to take. And the moment you decide what path you want to take, the Ribono Shel Olam will help you along that path. So once you self-inspire, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you along the path of your choosing. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. Pick up Emirat Hashem with Oschav Beis in Emirat Hashem on Monday. Shkoyach. Yamsuf also. True.